亲爱的朋友们，大家好。
Welcome back to Coco English, BC World. This is your friend, Charlie. In this section, I would like to share some amazing materials on Business English Certificate with you, which might give you some insights about the test. Okay, today our topic is Knowledge Economy, 知识经济。Okay, let's get started. Number 1.There used to be security in thinking that somewhere there was a product, something you could touch and see. Now, there are new markets in abstractions, trading ideas and knowledge. Number 2. But today we stand at the threshold of a new era. The information economy has matured and become smarter. According to business commentators, we're now living in...Knowledge economy. Number 3. There has always been a market for knowledge, of course. The publishing industry is based on it. But today, the internet is making the distribution of knowledge ever easier. Number 4. Knowledge has a distinct advantage in today's marketplace. It's a renewable resource. Better yet,its worth actually increases. Knowledge is the only asset that grows with use, and it is experiential information, intelligence applied through and gained from experience. Number 5. The value of knowledge often depends on variables such as time and the credibility of the seller. Number 6.Markets in knowledge will be significant. For one thing, they represent one of the most original uses of the web technology. Number 7. We offer food service professional interactive support to increase sales and profits. People don't want another one-dimensional site full of advertising that doesn't help them to do their job more effectively.The last one. It has to be customized, offering real solutions to real problems, and that's why our customers trust us and set up long-term business relationships with us. Okay, I think it's time to call it a day. Let's discuss something tomorrow. Hope you find this useful. See you tomorrow.